You're on your own. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. The battle against social media manipulation is going to be up to us. It's pretty clear Facebook and Google are not suddenly going to hire 100,000 editors to check everything that's posted. I used to think only suckers fell for phony stories, but then I talked with Dr. Kate Starbird at the University of Washington, who studies how disinformation spreads. And even though she is trained in critical thinking, she too has been taken in.
Yeah, one of the most troubling things we see is actually that disinformation uses the rhetoric of critical thinking to create doubt about everything, to break down reality. And so they'll take critical thinking into this sort of nihilistic skepticism where you stop trusting anything.
For example, you'll see a headline like this: Was Sandy Hook a hoax? You decide. Even if you don't read the story, doubt has been sown. But here's a little experiment you might try. When you see a story that gets you really angry, Google the name of the site along with the words issues correction. So, for example, if you type in New York Times issues correction, you get a long list of detailed corrections. Washington Post issues correction, again, a long list. Even Fox News has some. But type in RT News issues correction, no corrections. Does that mean the Russian government channel has never made a mistake and is always 100% accurate? You decide. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.